This is a 1969 Dodge Charger, one of my favorite cars. This is a 2025 Charger Daytona EV. Dodge wants this car to remind you of this car. We all know that the new Charger has a fake exhaust noise. We all know it's quicker than a red-eye Hellcat. And we all know it might be the biggest mistake in Dodge's history. But nobody's talked about the real reasons that this car came to be. And once you learn why, I don't think you'll blame Dodge at all. Today, we're gonna be putting both these cars through a series of tests to see how Dodge's new controversial Charger stacks up against its legendary namesake. Starting with number one, presence. The 1969 Dodge Charger has presence. I mean, you look at this thing and you know it's fast, you know it's mean. Classic Coke body styling that everyone would come to emulate in that era. I mentioned that it looked fast. That's basically it. It looked fast. Turns out, shaping a car like this, very un-aerodynamic, not great at the racetrack. Dodge would later put some pointy bits on it and a giant wing on the back and go dominate NASCAR. They called that car the Charger Daytona, but that's another story. This car in particular has a lot of character. It's a little banged up. It's got mismatched body panels, you know, primer in the back, gloss in the front. The owner, Charlie, has put in a ton of work on this car. You might have seen it over on Steve Dulcich's YouTube channel. I cannot state enough how envious I am of this car. There's an undeniable appeal for this car. You look at it, Dodge just crushed it, and it's got presence. 69 Charger has presence. What about the Charger Daytona? Well, let's talk about it. Let's decide. Right away, we see the grill and the running lights here and this cool LED design. They're very reminiscent of the grill on both the 68 and the 69. And with this kind of divider here with the Fratzog logo, I think it is very reminiscent of that 69 model. The Coke bottle shape is almost there. It has a very similar side profile, but in the back here, because this is a four-seater with enough room for four adults and maybe one child, you know, they had to bring this up a little bit. So it's not quite the same, but it still looks pretty good from the side, I think. Fenders, you still have the same ridge right here, all the way back here. It's missing the fake door vents that the 69 had, but it does look very Charger-esque from these angles. And then out back, of course, the taillights very wide. I think it looks great. I absolutely love the way the Daytona looks. It's like 95% Charger, yeah, compared to the 69. But does it have presence? Absolutely. And you can hold on to it like this, like you're wrestling a shark or something. Charger key number two, it's gotta have power. This 69 does not have the original 383. Instead, it has a carbureted 5.9 Magnum from a Dodge Durango, punched out to 410 cubic inches. How much power is it pushing? Enough to get airborne. You can really tell that Charlie has put a ton of time into tuning this car to perfection. I love it. So, how about that EV? There's been a lot said about the Charger Daytona. First of all, it's an EV, and that's a non-starter for a lot of people. How on earth do you come to the decision to replace this with this? You might be surprised to hear that this platform, the Stellantis large platform that this car is riding on, is also shared by the Jeep Wagoneer S and a Maserati. It's basically an SUV in Charger clothing. After being installed as CEO in 2021, Carlos Tavares laid out his vision for Stellantis as a whole in 2022 called Dare Forward 2030. The long and short of it is, less greenhouse gases, less cost on Stellantis. We're cutting budgets, baby. That meant a lot of companies within Stellantis had to do a lot of platform sharing. Unfortunately, in the years between 2023 and 24, Stellantis profits fell 70%. And at the end of last year, Carlos Tavares left the company after a messy falling out with the board. Still, it's gotta be fast, right? After all, that's what makes a Charger a Charger.
Oh yeah, okay. There's 60. Oh. Okay, that thing's fast, dude.
How is the Charger Daytona? Well, it's all-wheel drive. It's got a motor at the front and the rear, making a combined 670 horsepower. It's got a power shop button, which increases voltage or something to make you go faster at the drag strip. Let's put this thing in track mode and see how it feels. I can really hear that muffler in the back. All right, we're going 30 miles an hour. (laughs) 30 to 60, it pulled 0.3 G, which I don't know if that is impressive, but I felt it. Director Gabe in the back, did you feel that?
Oh, I feel it.
Okay, you felt it. That's good. This car absolutely rips on the freeway. It's got a very long wheelbase, too. So when you're cruising along at 75 or 80 miles an hour, it kind of feels slow, to be honest, because it's so stable. It really wants to be driven fast, which I think is a little ironic because you use up a lot of battery power that way. It kind of sucks. You want to drive it fast, but you also want to get as much range as possible, and that means you're sticking to like 65 miles per hour on the cruise control to save battery. So, bit of a contradiction there, but still, very fun. So, does the Charger Daytona have power? Yes. Number three, it's gotta go fast. And what better way to test that than racing Charlie in his 69 here at the quarter mile at Famoso Drag Strip, just outside Bakersfield, California. Enough talk, let's do it. Oh yeah, it looks super cool. Drag mode, initiate. Okay, spawn him. Charlie's awesome. Look at that dude in that cowboy hat. Oh yes, oh yes, yep. And 118, woo! Does the new Charger go fast? Yes, new Charger go fast.
I lost my belt.
Uh-oh, Charlie's raising his hood. What's going on?
What happened?
Oh no!
Quit!
No, oh shit.
You know, it turns out they're just not making water pumps like they used to.
No.
I just put that water pump on last night.
What the heck?
It was brand new.
I don't think there's a break-in period on water pumps, but I exploded this one for some reason halfway down the track. Bummer.
So, is the Charger Daytona fast? I think so. Yeah, pretty quick. Melted my face a little bit, and it killed Charlie's 69 Charger. Sorry, Charlie. Yeah. Which brings us to Charger key number four. It has to be affordable. The Charger has always been an affordable car. In 1968, the Charger RT had a MSRP of $3,500, which in today's money is around 31 grand. Imagine that. Imagine buying a car as cool as this today for $31,000. I don't know if it can be done, to be honest. When it comes to this Charger though, the dashboard, very bare bones, but still pretty cool. I like the design a lot. The gauges, they just tell you exactly what you need to know. There isn't a ton of technology in here besides maybe an ashtray and a cigarette lighter that's now used to charge cell phones. This car did come with AC, so as far as creature comforts go, that's basically it. Yeah, not a lot going on in here, but I don't think buyers back then really cared. One, the technologies that we're so comfortable with now, that we're so used to, didn't exist. And I think buyers back then didn't know what they were missing, so they didn't care. But also, I don't think they would care anyway. I want this car right now. I want this to be my daily because I'm sitting here and I feel like a badass. Like no one can talk when you're behind the wheel of this thing. It's just so cool, so much presence, so much swag, and it really makes me wish that there were more affordable cars out there today that had this sort of energy. On that note, let's talk about the Charger Daytona's price tag because it's not $31,000. The Charger Daytona has a base price of $60,000, making it twice as expensive as the 69 when adjusted for inflation. That's pretty crazy. But you know what's even crazier? When you add a bunch of options to this car and fully load it, this guy costs $85,000. So is it affordable? No. But let's talk about why. You might see this carbon-looking carbon fiber back here. You might be saying, oh, that's some cool plastic. No, it's actual carbon fiber. This is suede on the dash here. There's carbon in the center console. They're balling, right? Dodge is balling out with this thing. A touchscreen in the middle, which I think is quite nice. It's not completely tabletized, your dash. Like, it looks good. The dash design in here, and when you're sitting in here, it feels super cool. There's like LEDs along the carbon. They're like hidden, so the carbon kind of glows at night. It's pretty sick, honestly. It feels very cyberpunk when you're driving through downtown LA. It's got a heads-up display. I forgot to mention that. It's got a wireless phone charger. Honestly, one of the best wireless phone chargers I've come across in a car. There's cup holders. Those are included. That's great.
$85,000.
Honestly, it's a nice car, but for $85,000, I don't know. That's pretty freaking expensive. I said the charger has to be affordable. Is this affordable? No, this is not affordable. So points off there. All right, key characteristic number 5 that makes a charger, perhaps the most important one. The charger made its name getting in car chases in movies like Bullet, Fast and Furious, shows like Dukes of Hazzard. It's gotta get rowdy, guys. It's gotta get sideways. It's gotta be able to jump, drift, donut, burnout, whatever, okay? We know the 69 can do it. There's video proof of that. Thank you very much, Charlie, for bringing your car. Sorry about the water pump. But now we got to find out if the Charger Daytona can get rowdy. All right, so you might be wondering, hey, try a burnout with the Daytona. Unfortunately, I don't think physics will let us. The car has 2 motors, one at the front and one at the rear axle. And I don't think on their own in that rear, I don't think it's powerful enough to spin the 325 wide tires by itself. So that is unfortunate, but Dodge does have a drift mode for this car. And we're gonna test that out right now. Here we go. So activate drift mode. There we go. Oh, that's interesting. Let's try the other way. There we go. Oh. I want to drip this pole one more time. Come on. There we go. There we go. Hell yeah. Yeah, that's pretty fun. Okay, can the Charger Daytona get rowdy? Kinda. Can't do a burnout. Would love to see that, but it can do donuts, and I'm shaking. Tires are smoking. That's fun. Let's let it cool off. A lot of car makers will name new EVs after existing models. It's an easy way to get brand recognition, but in the Charger's case, it's egregious because the car that you're hedging that brand recognition on no longer exists in the form that people love it for. And I don't envy Dodge's position. They were in between a rock and a hard place. A hard place managed by a CEO who did not understand the market that he was telling his brand to operate in. And that's how things like the Charger Daytona EV happen. With that, we'll see you next time. Thank you so much to Charlie for bringing out your Charger. Sorry it broke, buddy. Hit that like and subscribe button if you want to see more videos like this. This was a lot of fun. Thank you to Dodge for lending us this car. Make a wagon, please. Please make a wagon of this thing. I think people would love it. With that, we'll see you next time. Have to drive home pretty slowly. We chunk that tire on the back.